In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Regarding the apparitions of Garabandal, there is permission for priests and nuns to come to the place. But as in the case of Medjugorje, it is very difficult for the Church to decide to officially approve the apparitions, given that the happenings of the warning and the miracle that were already announced are still in progress, before the punishment or chastisement, in case men are not sincerely converted. For this reason, it is understandable to wait out of prudence for the fulfillment of these prophecies before the Catholic Church gives a definitive judgment. Each one is free to accept these apparitions or not, because they are not dogmas of faith. However, considering the pros and cons can make us accept a reality wanted by God, who has wanted to manifest through the Virgin Mary the need for prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, penance, and adoration of Jesus in the Eucharist. Things forgotten in practice by so many non-practicing Catholics, who really lead a life far from God and in danger of eternal condemnation. Blessed Elena Aiello, who lived between the years 1895 and 1961, received this message from Jesus. Men offend God too much. If I made you see the number of sins that are committed in a single day, you would die of pain. The times are serious. The world is worse than at the time of the flood. Materialism advances. There are obvious signs that peace is in danger. The scourge is passing over the world like the shadow of a threatening cloud to testify to men of God's justice. Still, the power of the Mother of God contains the explosion of the hurricane, but everything is suspended as if by a threat. When this thread is broken, divine justice will fall on the world, and the terrible purifying punishment will be fulfilled. All nations will be punished, because there are many sins that, like a tide of mud, have covered the entire earth. The forces of evil are preparing to unleash themselves on the world with much violence. I have warned men in many ways. The rulers of the peoples warn of the grave danger, but they do not want to recognize that in order to avoid it, it is necessary to return to a truly Christian life. The time is not far off, and everyone will be involved. Much blood will be shed, of just and innocent, of holy priests. The Church will suffer greatly. Hate will reach its peak. Italy will be humiliated, purified by blood, and will have to suffer, because many are the sins of this beloved nation, seat of the Vicar of Christ. You cannot imagine what will happen. A great revolution will be unleashed, and the roads will be red with blood. The Pope will suffer a lot, and all this suffering will be for him like an agony that will shorten his earthly pilgrimage. But the punishment of the wicked will not delay. That day will be horrible. The earth will tremble, and all humanity will be moved. The wicked will perish by God's justice. Warn everyone soon, so that all men return to God through prayer and penance. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, has explained to me that the scourge that will come to punish the wicked will come in the morning and will be preceded by a terrible hurricane of wind that will engulf everything. Then Jesus Christ himself will appear in a cloud in the sky, and a cry for justice will be heard throughout the earth. Everyone will start to turn pale and tremble. Next will come a dense darkness that will envelop the earth, and a tremendous storm of fire will be unleashed that will burn all the wicked and those who lack reverence for God. You will see the flesh of the bodies of the impious fall to smoking pieces. The good would also die of fright, But the Virgin Mary has said that she will appear on earth and save all the good from the scourge, especially those who pray the Rosary. The Italian mystic Teresa Musco received the following message on January 3, 1952. Our Lady said, "The world is headed for ruin. Fire and smoke will engulf the world. The waters of the oceans will turn to fire and steam. The foam will rise up and overwhelm Europe and turn everything into fiery lava. Millions of men and children will perish in the fire, and the chosen few who will be left alive will envy the dead. Because wherever you look, you will see nothing but blood and death and ruins." Father Giuseppe Tomaselli tells us, "On Tuesday, January 27, 1972, the Virgin of the Rays appeared to me. Her whole body was luminous, but her face was sad. In a moment, she was transformed into Our Lady of Sorrows. Her dress was snow white with a blue cloak, and she changed into a purple dress and black cloak. Her face was full of sadness, and in her hands she held the crown of thorns of our Lord Jesus Christ. And she said, 'A great catastrophe will invade the whole earth. It will be terrible, frightening, as if it were the end of the world, but it will not be. All those who want to have the strength to resist and survive must get away from worldly entertainment, from vanity, from useless television broadcasts, and must be strengthened in spirit with great love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. The great punishment will come, but it can be diminished. May masses be celebrated with this intention. Do good works and abandon sinful customs and vanity. Scientists, at the beginning of the catastrophe, will want to stop the disaster, but they will be unable to do it." Father Stefano Gobbi, who lived between the years 1930 and 2011, founder of the Catholic movement, the Marian Movement of Priests, received on May 13th of the year 1990 from the Virgin Mary the message, "My third secret, which I revealed to the three children to whom I appeared, and which has not been revealed to you until now, it will be manifested to all by the same unfolding of events. The church will know the hour of her greatest apostasy. The man of wickedness will enter her interior and sit in the very temple of God, while the small remnant that will remain faithful will be subjected to the greatest trials and persecutions." 3 years later, on March 15th of the year 1993, Father Gobbi received this other message from the Virgin Mary, "My church will be shaken by the impulsive wind of apostasy and disbelief, while those who oppose Christ will enter its interior, thus bringing to fulfillment the abomination of desolation that has been foretold to you by divine scripture. Humanity will know the bloody hour of her punishment. She will be wounded by the scourge of epidemics, hunger, and fire. Much blood will be scattered in your streets. War will spread everywhere, bringing incalculable devastation to the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.